This coming Wednesday night is Lag BaOmer, so we'll discuss some inyani Lag BaOmer, and specifically regarding the minig of Avelus during this time period, to the different time periods when people take on the different laws of Avelus in terms of weddings, shavings, haircuts, music. So the Ramah, the Machaber, the different sheetahs, if it goes to day 34, day 33, but some people count up until Lag BaOmer or Lamed Daled BaOmer, and others start from Rosh Chodesh and they go to Shavuos or a couple of days before. So the Ramah writes, the Ramah obviously is working with, it goes into Lag BaOmer. So the Ramah writes that, I believe it's the Ramah anyway, he says that Lag BaOmer BaBokir in the morning, one could shave and take haircuts. And the question is, why does one have to wait till the morning to take a haircut or shave or whatever we're discussing? We all know Vayera Vayibokir Yom Echad. In Judaism, we believe that the day begins at night. So when it's Lag BaOmer at night, so why isn't that enough time for weddings, haircuts, etc.? So in fact, the Ramah brings down the minig of waiting to the morning. However, I think that those Achronim will bring down that one could shave and take a haircut the night before, even Lamed Gimel BaOmer. In fact, I think I remember Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I think he's made. In fact, that one of his Talmidim, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Nissen Alpert, who was a Talmud of Rav Moshe, I believe that one of his son or one of his kids got married Lag BaOmer at night. At that point, I was wondering, you know, why they were getting married Lag BaOmer at night. But I think I recall something like that. So, what's the issue? Why do we wait? You know, why do we wait to the morning to take the haircuts and shave? So, some explain as follows: there's halacha of avelus. We know there's shiva, there's shloshim. So we have a concept that after you lose this week's parasha, after you lose the seven relatives, so you have a shiva. So we count 7 days, but really the last day you just do a little avelus in the morning, and we say mixus hayom kikulo. You sit shiva a little bit in the morning. We consider it like the whole day, and that we only do at the end of a unit, like at the end of a unit. So therefore, the finished unit 7, we say a little bit. So that's how. So I want to say that's the pshat in the Ramah. It's mixes hayom kikulo, and just like by shiva, we don't say like do a little shiva at night, and then that's it. We do shiva the night of the seventh, but the next day of the seventh, we get up. So it's a machlokas rishonim. Whether you say mixes halayla kalayla. Now there are those Rishonim who say you do apply it to nighttime. But that's a machlokas. Our meaning is by shiva that we don't say mixes halayla kalayla, we only say mixes hayom. So therefore it could be, so that's one, so that's the machlokas Rishonim. So there could be those who are meiko to get married Lag BaOmer at night, or in that case to take a haircut. You know, they're working with those Rishonim that say, even though it's not the way we normally paskim, but I guess you could be more mako by sphira because it's only a minig, it's not a real din. And therefore, they do, so there'd be a hesed to do all these things at night. But the Ramah himself, he brings down, you shouldn't do any of things until daytime. That's one way, or perhaps another way of explaining why you have to wait till the morning, or as opposed to night, is the question is why are you allowed to shave on Lag BaOmer if it's the end of the morning period? So mixes a yom kikulo. However, perhaps there's another reason, because the Ramah writes Lag BaOmer is a mixes yantif. It's a quasi yantif. So we all know, like all yom tovim, when does the yantif begin? Yantif begins at night. So for those who are mako, that you could do all these things at night, either because they say it's a din in the yantiv. The yantiv begins at night, so therefore we can do all the things at night. Or no, maybe the moda, it's during the day, but the machlokes is whether you say mixes halayla or mixes hayom. Those are two possibilities, and that's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, could you do all these things at night? If it's a yantiv, then why not? If it's a din of mixes yom kukul, we wait till the next day. One of the rayas Rav Soloveitchik brings down is, everyone holds Lag BaOmer as a freebie. In other words, no matter what sheet you hold in the Minhagi Svira, Minhagi Avelis, everyone agrees that Lag BaOmer you could take a haircut and shave. I said Bishlom, according to the way the Ramah is saying, it's the end of the unit. But according to those sheets who aren't finishing until Shavuos, so what do you mean? There's no mixes. So now you have to say they have to come on as it did in the Yantif. And that's why they're shaving, and that's why, so then you can even do it at night. So again, so strictly speaking, a makam sarach, one, especially if you're going to a wedding, I guess you want to consider this, this is actually as a memorial, but I'm saying is, but actually if you're going to a wedding, then, and you know, then there'd be room, then I tell you, you could probably take a haircut and, or shave, because even, because Ramosha is even makel, when people are going during their own sphere, if you wouldn't go to the wedding without taking a hair, without shave, you know, haircuts you could probably only get once a month anyway. You wouldn't be, you don't take a haircut every day. But Ramosha's modi, you could shave during that time period because, again, the mitzvah of Simchas Chasim Akala overrides the minig of, you know, of sphere. So in general, we'll make it anyway, but that's why there are those who, Makam Sarak, I guess you can't get a hall, you do weddings at night, but the minhag seems to be, if you could wait, you wait to Thursday, and you know, it's mixed to see Yom Kukulo. And in fact, that's what they point out, that's in general, like, you know, Rav Soloveitchik in general is lenient with the Sfira in terms of because, but there's kulas and chumras, as always. But the Brit, see, what's this sphera? So most of the poskim assume that it's a mix. There's no category. Well, with a little bit of Shiva, a little Shloshim, a little Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a mix, man. That's the minhag sphera. There is no rigid category. And Brisker say everything's in category. Like, what do you mean? You can't make up your own minhagi avelus. If you're telling me there's a minhagi avelus, you got to make a stand. Either it's Shiva, Shloshim, or Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's what Rav Salvation says. Yeah, it's Sfira at the din of Yud Beis Chodesh. And what's the lacha by shaving during Shiva and Shloshim? You can't shave. Yud Beis Chodesh also you can't shave until your friend comes over to you and says you look like a minhagi. That's a further shaila. Rabbi Kiva Eicher discusses, once your friend tells you like a minhag, so number one, there's the one question, does he actually have to tell you that? Or you could look in the mirror and figure it out. That's a shaila among the achronim, whether you have to actually be told or you see it yourself. And then there's a separate issue, do I need another hetzer to shave by friend, or by my friend has to come over and say, oh no, once you have the first hetzer, that's it. So you don't have to, you can shave anytime you want after that. You know, so I think it seems to be the practice. But the fact that speaking of that, this couple story with Rev, I think it's Rev Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook regarding Yom HaTzma'ah, but then there's Rev Soloveitchik. Apparently, I guess Rev Avram Yitzchak or a Cohen Cook, a Cohen, that's his special bond. He used to go into the Beis HaMedrash, I guess Merkaz HaTorah, and he used to like scream at the people who didn't shave on Yom HaTzma'ah. You know, he's in the middle of a sphere. He said, oh, you're like a, you know, you're an anti-Zion, you know, whatever. I'm just saying that's how the story goes. He used to scream at people for not shaving during, not taking, you know, those who didn't shave or, you know, whether it was a haircut or shavings. Either way, that's what they say. It's interesting, when I went to YU, I don't know, 20 years ago, 50, whatever it is, who can remember any longer, 15, 20 years ago, whatever it was. I was there for a 10-year period, so who knows. But interesting enough, when I was there, no one really shaved. Like, we don't really follow the minig. I wouldn't say no one. Like, maybe a couple of gush people who, like, guess follow of our lip. But no one really, like, well, I basically didn't shave when I was in NYU. But apparently, but 20 years before me, everyone shaved. Like, that was, now, in fact, that was, I think one of my friends told me a story that he heard where one of his friends were going out on a date. It was during Sphera. I guess he wasn't sure, you know, I guess, but he was going to a girl in Brooklyn, so he wasn't going to rely on the heter of the, so something like, but he opens the door, he speaks to the father was apparently was a YU guy, and he was screaming, "Don't you follow Rav Soloveitchik about shaving during Sphera?" Like, see, though, the story goes that Rav Soloveitchik used to go into the Beis HaMedrash, and I said, he said, "I know what you're waiting for. You're waiting for me to tell you you look like a manuvel so you could go shave." Like, he used to get upset at people who didn't shave during Sphera, because he felt it's just based for this. You should be shaving. In general, the rub was very mock-bit. Again, somewhat, you know, maybe the world's different now. People walk around with their shirts out and all that, but he was very mock-bit on appearances. So he felt, if you're allowed to shave, you have a chiyuv to shave. What's the chiyuv? Because every Ben Torah has to be well kept. In other words, you have to look like a man. So the Rav used to go in and used to scream at people, "Okay, you work a manuvah." He said, "Okay, you can finish learning, I'm sure," he said. "You don't have to go right up to your room and shave now, but you have to say there, go ahead and..." So,
during the week?
Yeah, Ristam, yeah, on a regular day in Sphera, because he felt you should be shaving all the time, because he held, since you're allowed to shave, so hence, a Ben Torah always has to look well kept, and therefore you have... He had a similar thing, totally different svara, but by Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed also, he felt he had a chiyuv to shave, because the whole reason the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, why can't you shave on Chol HaMoed? Because we're afraid if you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, so you're going to not shave before Chol HaMoed, enter Yontif like looking like a manuvel. So to ensure that you look nice on Yontif, so we say you can't shave Chol HaMoed to force you to shave Erev Yontif. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, but Bizman Hazeh, so that was during days when people didn't shave daily. Today we live in a society where people are clean shaven, so it's the opposite. It makes no sense now. You shave before Yontif, and then 3 days later, on Chol HaMoed, 2 days later, you need another shave. So now you're telling me you can't shave? The whole purpose was you're supposed to look nice on Yontif, and now you're telling me, and I did shave. That's a whole Tosus no debut. That's a whole different mahalach. Why perhaps it might be some heter maybe to shave. Rav Soloveitchik has a totally different mahalach. He says because the Gemara gives an example. Someone, it's not enough to being an onus under the rest. You have to be an onus to mucha. It has to be recognizable. That everyone knows that you couldn't shave before. Let's say, if you were looking for Hashavas Aveda, no one knows that, so that's not a heter for you to shave. Because who knows, why did you shave before? No one knows because you were involved in a mitzvah. So the Gemara gives a couple of lists. Mishnah, someone gets out of jail during Chol HaMoed. So he's allowed to shave. Because everyone knows he couldn't shave. Everyone knows why he couldn't. He was an onus. So we see from the Gemara, if you're an onus, the muchach, that everyone knows you're an honest and you're allowed to shave. So Rav Soloveitchik says, what gadol honest we are today, people who shave today, and now Chol HaMoed, everyone knows you, everyone can tell if you haven't shaved in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or you haven't shaved, and you have the shadow, you have the 2-day shadow. So he says, everyone knows today, this is a classic case of your honest the muchach, and therefore he says, you have a chi. Others claim, well, only those mentioned in the Gemara, since it's not mentioned, to the effort we can't make up our own, you know, then it's the old question, but obviously, they'll say, well, of course they couldn't have said it because they didn't have shavers. That gets into the whole question whether, well, Pug, could you change something that was already in the Gemara? Now, to tie into this, it's not necessarily a science question, but it's, you know, it has to do with the Chazanich, with Trafers, and not the door review we discussed, but it had, that's a separate shir. Maybe we'll get into sociological changes in halacha. Actually, we'll fit into Emor when we have some stuff on Kohanim we can do. But that's what they point out here, that's what the Rav Sheet is. On Kohamayit, since you're allowed to, you have a chiyav. In fact, on Yontif, you got to look nice. So you have a chiyav to shave on Kohamayit, according to Minigah Yeshivas, is not to shave. So he says also on Svira for a totally different reason. Nothing to do, you have a chiyav because it's Yud Beis Chodesh. Again, so Rav Moshe, he holds that no, there's no Yud Beis Chodesh, it's a mix. And the Rav says, it's a brisker, the only thing is a mix. You gotta pick a stand. So it's cool as in Chumra. So the Rav says if it's Yud Beis Chodesh, then you can't do Simchas Meireyus, you can't go to any public gatherings. According to Rav Moshe, there's no problem going to the specific Minhani Svira. Going, so I always, the example I give is the cool is in Chumra. So let's say, so according to Rav Moshe, let's say during Svira, could you go to the Bujay game? That's a separate question. During Chol HaMoed in Svira, do you have the Minhagei? Because everyone goes Chol HaMoed. But I could say, could you go to a baseball game during Svira? So according to Rav Moshe, why not? It's not one of the things that are listed that you can't go to. According to Rav, I guess, he says, if the Yis is Simcha Mareyus, so he guess if he holds you can't go to a baseball game during Yud Beis Chodesh, he says you can't go. So I always like to say, on the other hand, So that's a chumra for the Rav. You couldn't go to the Knick game today in the garden, but you could shave. So I always say, if you can go to the game, you have to have a beard. I just say a tongue. And of course, you could take, they both could be separate, but this kulas and chumras is always to each side of, the music thing's a separate issue in terms of finding heterum for music. In terms, we could give a whole shiur on it, but basically, music's the least, because the earliest mention is by weddings not to do, by in terms of minhag yisvir. Then at least haircuts and shaving made the Shulchan Aruch, but music never even made it to the Shulchan Aruch. Well, you'll say, let's put this. I should say never made it to the Shulchan Aruch and Sfira Saomir. Well, some say because the Mechaber says it's Asur all year round, based on the Gemara and Gin, so therefore there's no need to say it by Svira. But according to the Ramah, that there are Haterim. So basically, there's no mention of Isur to listening to music during Svira. The first one I think is the Aruch HaShulchan, based on a Magad. The Magad Avraham talks about you can't do a Rikud, you can't do dancing during Svira. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so Kal V'Chomer, if you can't dance during Svira, certainly you can't sing. So the question is, what kind of Kal V'Chomer? Well, which, if I ask you, which one's more of a Simcha? Dancing or singing? Obviously, if you're dancing, but Pasha's dancing, your whole body's into it. Let's find out from Friday Night Live. A lot of people will sing, but aren't going to go up to dance, but the dancers, the ones who are really into it. So that's what I think Rav Woolig writes, and basically to say, it's the opposite. Like I say, it's more of a stand if you're dancing, if you're singing. So again, it's a different. So the effort of music's the most lenient in terms of that's not even brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The first one to mention is the Aruch HaShulchan. So then the Achronim discuss what type of music. If you assume it is usher, is it only music that some say that will lead to dancing? So if you're doing what's that? What do they call that dance they do at weddings? Like they keep on switching directions.
Yiddin?
It's I forget what they call it. Because I don't do it. I don't know. You go slow dance. I forget what it is. They do it. So either way, so basically some say it's only music that will lead you to dancing. And others say, I think Rabbi Mordechai Willig says, Meikra Din. He thinks there's no problem of listening to music during Svira because it's not included in there. And the Aruch isn't the opposite of Aruch HaShulchan. Like the fact that dancing is us, it does music. And today, music's not special. Everyone walks around with an iPod all the time, listening to music. I think Meikar Adini's makeup, in the minig is people are Machmir. Again, there's distinctions listening to music, why, that's what without music, without musical instruments. Somehow, I think the Oz Nibru has a big. Rav Moshe says there's no difference. Rav Moshe holds if. He makes a distinction. If you're singing without band, there's a distinction between without a musical instrument and that. And some say tape music, so some as a Kiddush, tape music is usher because that's like Kli Zemer. That's like playing. So, different. I think Rabbi Willard's the most Mako in terms of Maker Adin. He thinks it's Mutter. I'm not saying I don't know if he listens to music anyway, but. That's why people ask me, what about like they go on the elliptical, they want to listen to music, but not because they care, but it's more that's part of the workout. So number one is, somebody asked me that for Yud Beis Chodesh, which is, so I thought you could just room to be Mako, because number one is, Maker Adin, according to this, there's no issue of music anyway, at least during Sfira. So I didn't think it was an issue. So the Rav was also known because he says the issue is Simcha Mereya. So he says listening to music together with everyone, that's a problem. But if you're driving in your car and you're listening by yourself, he doesn't think it's a problem. Certainly, I'd say if you're driving home at night and you're tired and you need the music to keep you up, so I don't think it's a no-brainer. Sakanas Nafashos. But music is room to be most Mako. Because that's not even brought down in the show. It's the latest one. So again, as I always point out, I could find a heter for shaving. So if I wanted to, I could shave the host sphere if I wanted to. Rav Soloveitchik. We didn't even get into Erev Shabbos. That's a separate year. And then, let's say I could find a heter for music. But the point being is, the fact that something's mutter doesn't mean you should do it. In other words, kedai for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the Crusades, the pogroms, you should have, Sfira should be something different. Again, in theory, you're telling me it could be different to you even if you shave. I'm just shaving for work, so you don't need the rub. There are terim to shave for work. But I'm just saying is to take every heter for shaving and then take every heter for music, and then what's Sfira? It's a regular day, so Pimachshava, there's something lacking here. So that's one of the reasons why I don't shave during Sfira. It's not my Ikar Adin, I'm sure if I wanted, I could find, I have one, I'm saying if I want. But it's two reasons. Number one, it's for myself, that at least if I look in the mirror for the month, at least I see at least for those couple of seconds, maybe I think of Rabbi Akiva's students for a couple of seconds before I run out to do something. So that, and then also for me, it's for educational reasons. Because then people are like, whoa, you're growing a beard? So then it gets into it. So I take it as an educational opportunity. So first I tell them, no, I'm only in between shaves. And they say, what? Yeah, Lag BaOmer, and I tell them about a couple of Jewish holidays. Oh, then everyone understands morning. Oh, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't offend you. It's a religious reason why I'm not shaving. Then I tell them about, then it goes in. So it's especially here. So I do it for for educational reasons and in terms of that. So and even if I'm not a big music person to begin with anyway. So to me, not to listen to music for a month isn't like a tremendous sacrifice. So I could go probably another month with I wouldn't. I could theoretically not listen to music either. The whole heter of music is mental. Is mental health because really, Maker Adin, really, it's hard to find a heter for music. Period today, but basically, Rav Moshe others talk about the heter is basically a mental. It's a mental health issue, so it's hard to say on an individual basis. Speaking to us like a potential psychiatrist, that it's hard to say that person's clinically needs it, but. But in general, it is where a person needs it. So therefore, you have to, like anything is, it's always the fact that there's a heterot doesn't mean it should always be used. And kedai, to take on something, whether it's shaving, music, if you have a strong, and you need something, so we could discuss it. But those are some of them in Hagi during Sfira, and that's why Lag BaOmer, the Rama writes, one should wait until Lam and Gimel Bayom, because it mixes Yom Gula, it seems to be the minhag, but Makam Sarach, there is room to, you know, have weddings, and, you know, if you had, because I'm telling you, it's really hetter to shave anyway, so certainly we could find hetter to shave Wednesday night as well, but there's no, you know, someone who, actually a chassan asked me, he wanted to know when he could take a haircut. But, it, you know, it wasn't like he just was worried because he wanted his hair to look nice. He wanted to, like, take it on, like, on Monday so he could get married on Thursday. So I just thought that his way to Thursday morning. I think that was it was the kala. Maybe we could find more. She's covering her hair anyway, right? But either way, so I just told him to wait to Thursday morning anyway. But, it, you know, and haircuts are different anyway. But, I mean, that's a separate shiur. Are haircuts and shaving fundamentally the same? Or are they fundamentally the same except that one you do once a month, one you do daily? Is that why we don't, or is there something more, you know, strict about care? You know, that's a discussion maybe we'll get into Erev Shabbos and that type of thing. So his will be shaved anyway by them, but it's the topic anyway. Now we didn't take that heter of shaving Erev Shabbos. And maybe we'll go into more, I didn't go into, we'll go into more what actually happened on Lag BaOmer. Maybe on what better time than Wednesday night on Lag BaOmer to continue our Lag BaOmer discussion.
Assuming this dinner ends at a reasonable time.
Right, yeah.